Tell me about some of the other practical jokes that you can remember, the fun that you apprentices had and when you were in the shops.
Well, one of the things, on the mark and off table especially, we used to use a white dye, like whitewash. And it was nothing for, if you had strangers coming around the factory having a look around, for somebody to get under the mark and off table, and as they walked past, you put a white mark across the heel of their shoes. So they were walking around with white heels. Very easily done. Another thing too, if when you were an apprentice and you were doing, say, boring out something on a lathe with a very fine tool, somebody would hammer the back of the machine with a hammer, make a jump, and the tool would break. That was another thing. If you were late for work, you got clapped in. I don't know if you've heard of that one before. Or they probably, if you're on a machine, your machine was decorated. And as you walked down the shop floor, every machine started banging. So everybody knew you were late. And another thing, you were always sent, if you wanted a drill from the stores, the chap in the stores, he would say, oh, we haven't got it at the moment. Harry Tate got it down the machine shop. So you went down the machine shop to look for Harry Tate. And there was no such chap as Harry Tate. Or you got sent to the boiler yard for a bucket of steam. That kind of, or a long wait. Usual things.
Was Harry Tate, because it sounded a bit like irritate.
Something like that, yeah. Every machinist, they all knew you were coming down. They passed you from one to another. He's got it over there. That's Harry Tate. Go and see him.
Whenever I talk to anyone, there's always these brilliant stories that people always remember the fun of working for Fieldings. Have you got any other memories like that?
I remember, they had probably labourers painting. Everything was Battleship Grey. And I remember one of the painters, he was inside a cylinder painting and his light kept going out. He had a lead lamp. And of course, it was somebody turning the switch off when he was in there. He come out complaining about his lamp and they said, oh, it won't go because you've got a knot in the cable. And he sat there and his cables was a mile long, undoing all the knots in the cable so his light would work. and they had a lift to the light machine shop. There was nothing to get in the lift and somebody would put an iron bar that it would be against the button so the door wouldn't open when you got up. Usual stuff.
Why did they have a lift in the light machine shop?
Take some small parts you obviously couldn't take upstairs, so they were took up on trolleys in a lift to get the small parts up to the machinists upstairs.